Blog Talk Radio.
Father, if there's anything that we've said, thought of, that was unpleasing to you, We ask you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God, that you forgive us for all our thoughts, all our sins, and all our transgressions, God. And Father God, we just ask you to continue to be Lord of our life, continue to be our King of Kings, continue to be the Alpha and Omega of us, of our lives and of our faith, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you in advance for whatever you're going to do. In Jesus' name we thank you. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. This evening I just want to talk about a man who walked with God. Amen. Amen. For those of us who are sincerely walking with God, those of us who want a better walk with God, those of us who are just getting to know God, and those of us who just want to trust and believe God, it takes work. Amen. It just does. Amen. And we're going to talk about being faithful and staying aboard. Amen. Staying aboard. We're going to talk about the man known as Noah. Amen. And I'll be coming from Genesis chapter 6, and I'll be reading from chapter 6 from verses 1 through 22. Amen. But we won't elaborate on all that, but I want to read that for a purpose of completing our fix at 6 on this evening. Amen. It said, and it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw daughters and men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days. And also after that, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, they bare children. To them the same became mighty men, which were of old men of renown. Amen. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thought of his heart was only evil continually. And he repented the Lord, amen, that he had made man on the earth. Wow. And it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man, and amen, perfect in his generation, and Noah walked with God. And Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Amen. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. Wow. Sounds familiar. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth, all flesh. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Amen. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of the 50 cubits, and the height of the 30 cubits, of it 30 cubits. A window shall thou make to the ark, and in the cubic shall thou finish it above, and the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof, which lower seconds and third story shalt thou make it. Projects, duplex, three floors, three flights, amen. And behold, I do bring a flood of water upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee, and of every living thing of all flesh, two or every sort shall thou bring into the ark to keep them alive with thee. They shall be made, they shall be male and female, of fowls after the kind, after their kind, and of cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing of the earth after his kind, two of every sort shall come unto thee to keep them alive. And take thou unto thee of all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. Amen. Thus did Noah according to all that God commanded him. So did he. Amen. We are created for God's purpose. Whatever it is that God is requesting of us, we are created for God's purpose. Amen. After you read this story and read the scriptures, it defies belief in the first fruit. Because in the first few verses, we see how humans, those who had been created in God's image for the purpose of loving and serving, amen, we're supposed to be loving and serving, had turned against him, and the sin described in Genesis 3, and we'll talk about that maybe in the near future, has been brought to its darkest point. Because if you look at verses 5 through 7, he details God's prescription at this point in time, outlining how far humans had fallen from his original intention. Wow. God was not pleased. He almost regretted that he even made us. Amen. That's a terrible, terrible feeling to even know that. But if you look at the world now, not saying that God feels the same way now, but there's so much going on. There's so much violence in the world. There's so much corruption from the politicians to the neighborhood store. Everybody's got a scam. Everybody's got a scandal. They're hackers. I mean, everything is going on, men with men, women with women. I mean, it's just so much going on. And I believe that God is not pleased. Amen. Because if you read further on the story, those are some of the same things that was going on in the city of Sodom and Gomorrah also. Amen. But God's attributes are easily traced throughout the Bible. Amen. Not only this story, I hate to call them stories, but they are still biblical stories. But not only these stories, but he is merciful. He is faithful. And God is just. He is holy. Amen. But God is richly complex also. He's complex because there is more to his character than we can recognize. We come to know God in a new way, in new ways when he reveals himself to us as we walk with him. As we walk with him, he starts revealing new things to us. He starts revealing new insight. He starts revealing new power. He starts revealing new assignments. He starts revealing new destination, new purpose. Amen. He starts revealing things to us as we walk with him. We have to walk with God. We have to spend time with God. We have to walk and talk. We have to fellowship. We have to get to know him. We have to build a relationship that's unbreakable, that's unmovable, that no one can come in and say that God is not this or God is not going to do this. God is going to break his promise so you don't trust. And that we can't allow anything or anyone to come in and break that up, that bond and that friendship, that walk that we have with God. We shouldn't allow anything or anyone to come in between that. Amen. Because the Bible indicates that Noah knew just a bit about God's character also, amen. And though Noah did not have God's written word as we do, and as we know it today, to lead him through challenging circumstances, Noah was able to take what he did know about God and walk with him. See, we got to get to the point. Start walking with what you already know. There's going to be a time where we graduate into other things, other wisdom, other power, other visions, other circumstances that God was going to give us and walk with it. But we got to start walking with God with what we already know. Amen. It be how small or how big or whatever the circumstances may be, walk with God with what you know. If you know God has brought you from a dark place, walk with that faith. If you know that it's only because of God you still breathe, walk with that. If you know that you prayed to God and he opened up a door, he answered your prayer in detail, walk with him. In other words, trust and believe that God is all that he say he is. He is the truth and the light. He is the way. Amen. We got to remember, we got to get back to walking with God, talking with God, spending time, like all this, these last few weeks and months will be great time to begin new relationships with God. If we've fallen off, amen, Father, forgive me. If we've just been there and continuously walking, Father, what do we do next? Father, I'm here waiting. If you're new to Christ, just talk to Christ. Pray to him, seek him daily, spend time with him, spend time, get to know him, get to know his voice, get to know when he's pushing, get to know when he's saying stand still, get to know when he wants you to listen, get to know, walk, get that feeling, get that Holy Ghost feeling, get that love, get that compassion from God. So when you're in the presence of God, you know it, and you'll know when anything or anyone interrupts that, because the walk becomes handicapped. Amen. When you was walking upright with the Lord and you was praising him and fellowshipping with him and things were going in a nice direction, if something that's not of God gets in it, there becomes a limp. There becomes a hop and it's a skip. And before you know it, you done skip right away. Or you done hop, try to get in front of God and move before God because you're listening to what people are telling you. You know, you've been doing this for a long time. You really don't have to pray about this. You already know how to do it. That's not of God. That is not of God. Pray. We have to seek his face. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In Noah's days, everyone had turned away from God, and the earth was corrupt before God. Amen. Wow. The whole earth was corrupt. Amen. And the earth was filled with violence. Amen. We just read that in verse 11. Amen. And the effects was sinfulness. They bombarded Noah's culture. Wickedness on the earth was so great. The Lord was grieved that he had ever made people. Yet Noah was an exception. I want to be an exception. You want to be an exception? Walk with God. Trust with God. Believe God for all that he's ever said, all that he's ever promised. God has never lied. God's word has never fell to the ground. God's word has never came back void. Trust and believe. These are the times that our walk with God has to be a new one. Just like he forgives us and throw all our sins away into the sea of forgiveness, we got to get upright with God, praise God, and say, Father, I know that you are the way, the truth, and the light, and I'm going to follow you. I'm going to listen to you, and I'm going to obey your command. I'm going to do what you say for me to do and walk with from this point on that way. Let's not let the enemy creep in. Be it family member, be it somebody on the job, be it somebody that's a hater, be it somebody that's jealous, be it somebody that's envious. We got to, no matter what it look like, no matter how bad they talk about us, no how bad they lie on us, no matter what the circumstances, walk with God. Amen. We have to continue to walk with God. He grieved that he had ever made people, but Noah was an exception. Because Noah lived a righteous life. When everyone else had turned against God and God had approved of him, Noah was perfect and just, setting his path apart from the rest of his culture. No matter what everybody else is doing, what are we doing? Are we doing what God say do? Or we're trying to keep up with the Joneses? Or we want to go here because everybody else is going there? I want to go to the cabaret because everybody else is going there. I want to stay out all night because everybody else is staying all night. I just don't want to go to church this Sunday because everybody else ain't going. I don't feel like praying today. I don't feel like reading today. No, we have to be an exception. Noah was an exception. he was set aside from the rest of his whole culture. And he proved that it is possible to walk with God. Amen. What does verse 9 say? These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man. Amen. Regardless of an evil society, regardless of an evil society, Noah was a just man. Amen. He was a just man, regardless of whatever else was going on. And we see it before the coronavirus moved forth the way it's moving. We've seen all the deaths in certain cities. We've seen all the murder in certain cities. We've seen all the deceit. I know we see it. We see the disrespect of the elders, disrespect of your family members, children disrespecting their mother and father, children killing their parents, parents killing the children. We see it. We felt it. We've witnessed it. We ought to be praying, but at the same time, we have to separate ourselves, and that's where the separation comes in at. See, we separate by fasting and praying. We separate by reading and studying the Word. We separate ourselves by seeking God's face and calling on His name and asking Him what to do. We separate ourselves by carrying for the Holy Ghost to fall upon us, to give us insight, to give us information. We separate ourselves from society by seeking God by all means necessary. Amen. Hallelujah and hallelujah. Yes, God, because I want us to know that living like this takes work. A walk with God takes work. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. I'm not saying you're going to be able to get up in the morning, pray, and everything is going to be smooth. Because when you have a sincere heart and walking with God, and you know it and God know it, the enemy knows it too. And he has to find a way, because his job is to come steal, kill, and destroy. He don't want you to be happy. He don't want us spending life with God everlasting. He don't want you to be joyous. He don't want us to prosper. He wants us to be miserable. He wants us to be angry at each other. He wants us to fall apart. He wants us to even get to the point where some of us cuss God, and God doesn't deserve it. Amen. Hallelujah. When God had commanded Noah to build the ark, Noah obeyed him, right? And we don't know if Noah even had the skills of a carpenter. Did he even know how to use a hammer? We don't know. You know what I mean? Or if he had ever seen a boat. We don't know. We don't even know how difficult it was for him to get all the supplies. We don't know how difficult it may have been to corral every beast, every kind. We don't know that. We can't even get to grab two monkeys right now. We couldn't even grab two ants right now. It would be so difficult. You're going to trap two roaches. I'm going to trap two caterpillars. I'm going to catch two gorillas. It would be too difficult. We don't know, but he obeyed, and because he did it what God said to do, he just went and did it. And guess what? Because God told him to do it, and he did it without thinking about it, just went on and did it, it got done. Amen. In chapter 7, verse 14, it says, they and every beast after his kind, and all the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing, and every creeper upon this earth after his kind, and every fowl after its kind, every bird, every sort. He had to find every sort of everything. But he walked with God and trusted and believed in God, and it got done. And Noah had many tasks to accomplish. Just like some of us, you have many tasks, especially leaders in the church, leaders in your community, of evangelists, missionary people, have many tasks, praise and worship leaders, setting up rehearsals, getting people to come, getting the people to come to play the instruments, getting people on time, getting people to fill the Holy Ghost together, getting people to pray together and lead together, a leader getting people to come and be in place. If the leader has to go somewhere else to do something else on another assignment for God, if you're going to be in place, are you going to be there? You just can't say, oh, well, I'm only an assistant pastor. Well, we have many hats in the church. God has anointed us with many gifts. God has anointed us with so much power and wisdom and understanding, we shouldn't even make excuses. Father God, if that's what your assignment for me is today, Father God, show me how to do it the way it should be done, with perfection and love for you and your people. Amen. Hallelujah. We don't even know if Noah, what, how did he do all this stuff? Amen. We don't know. But we do know that he accomplished that accomplishments that he, that was not, they wasn't even, okay. A lot of us want the, I want to say it the right way, glamorous jobs. We want the glamorous assignment. We don't want to be the one that had to go in the bathroom, get on our knees and scrub the bathroom and clean it. You know, we have, you know, keep the bathroom clean like that. We don't want to be the one that had to sweep the front. We don't want to have to be the one that has to go up the street and stand there and give out flowers. We want flyers. We want to be the one that's always in the forefront. In all actuality, God should be in the forefront. Amen. When we get assignments, they should be considered blessings and not punishments. Amen. We should consider them a blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But they were not glamorous or particularly edifying jobs that Noah had to do. But Noah had a profound desire to carry out what God had called him to do. He had a profound desire to do these things, amen, to do the things that God had to do. He simply did it as the Lord commanded and relied on God's blueprint to complete the task. God said, do it this way. Go in Sunday. Start service. We normally started with praise and worship, but today we're going to start with announcements. Oh, we ain't been doing it. How did God say it? That's why we have to see God. Because when God wants a certain thing done a certain way, it's for a reason. He just don't tell us to do stuff without it being for a reason. Amen? And we should be at a place by now that we trust God's blueprint that is correct. We should never doubt God anymore. Amen? Noah's heart was not swayed toward the evils of the world, but he remained steadfast toward God. What a great tribute it would be for us to be known as people who walk with God. We too live crazy, wild, descended, evil world. Evil is still in our midst. But fortunately, we are not alone. We are surrounded by sincere brothers and sisters in Christ, hopefully, who, like Noah, are walking with God day by day, are praying, fasting, seeking God's face for instruction, seeking God's face for information, seeking God's face for his anointing, seeking God's face for his power, seeking God's face for the Holy Ghost, seeking God's face of how to pray, seeking God's face. It becomes a painting in our spirit. It became a painting in our heart, a beautiful, loving, sincere aroma of love and compassion. When we seek him, everybody seeks God different, and everybody has a different artwork when it comes to God. But I always smell something beautiful, and I always feel love, and I always feel special when he comes in my presence. It gets to the point that I am so humble in his presence that I feel like a baby in his presence waiting for instructions. I won't speak, I won't smile, but inside I'm just bubbly. And we have to get to that point where we're so connected with God that nothing else matters. The songs say nothing matters but seeing Jesus, and that's where we are. Amen. That's where we are. Hallelujah. We got to get back to walking with God day by day. And I know the walk ain't easy. And I know temptation is everywhere. Ridicule, unbelief, I know it's everywhere. I know it. Hallelujah. I know it. I know it. But we still got to walk with God. It should be no surprise to us, because Peter had warned that there shall come in the last days scoffers. And scoffers are those who express, they mock things. They mock you. You're saying, listen, the Lord say, repent, because if you repent now, God has you. Things are going to be okay, because when he comes back, all those who have not repented, all those who have not changed his ways will be destroyed. And there's always someone, yeah, God said this, God said that, yeah, keep on believing that, yeah, nothing's happened yet, yeah. But we got to remember, God's timing is not like ours. We know when God get ready to do it, it's already done. That goes back to believing and trusting and walking and knowing God, amen. But the scoffers come. Amen. And Peter had warned us, amen, that the non-believers, that they're coming. They're coming in the last days. Amen. Walking after their own lust. And Peter goes on to remind us all, believers and non-believers, that in the centuries past, the same things happened. Many people probably scoffed at Noah. They probably thought Noah was crazy. Oh, yeah, go ahead and build the boat. Yeah, somebody told you to build the ark. He's going to flood the day. It's going to rain for 40 days and 40 nights. And everybody going to, yeah. 30 days that went by, ain't raining yet. Yeah. Keep on. Yeah. You just mad because we're having fun and you're bored. Yeah. And you don't have no fun and you don't have no life. Yeah. And they just kept on doing it and they kept on doing it. And finally the rain came. Finally the rain came. Amen. We don't want to get caught up in that. Non-believers, believers, whoever. The coming of destruction seemed impossible. But as time passed and nothing happened, No, his critics had more reason to justify their unbelief. People going to do that when the Lord tells you to tell someone something and he don't give you a date, but just tell them when it's, just tell them. He don't say it's going to happen on Friday. Just tell them, please turn from your wicked ways. If you don't, this is going to happen. That's going to happen. And he just give you a date and you tell them and nothing happened. They're going to keep on mocking you and they're going to try to make you think that you don't know what you're talking about. And you just got that instruction from the throne room itself. And you know God told you that. But because they're who they are and because they want to mock you and because they're in their evil state, that's what happens. That justifies their unbelief. That is how the enemy gets in their mind to make them believe that what you said is not going to come to pass. But God, we know that God's judgment did happen. And God finally told the rain, told Noah. He finally told Noah when the rain would come. And he told him in another 7 days. He said in another 7 days, the rain will come. And in obedience to God, Noah collected his family, he collected the animals, he got on the ark. And I don't even believe it was a boat. I just believe it was shaped in some big square form. I don't even think it looked like a boat. It was just a big old box that was able to continuously float on water because God had anointed it to do that. Amen. That's just my belief. Amen. Glory to God. But when it finally happened, he finally told Noah what to do. Get your family, get the animals. They got on board. They got on the ark. And after the 7 days, when the waters came, God himself shut the door. God himself shut the door. That meant ain't nobody coming out and ain't nobody else getting in. Chapter 7, verse 16 in the book of Genesis says, and they that went in, male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him. And the Lord shut him in. Listen, I believe we shut in now. I believe God shut us in now. Because we're the ones that he listened. We're the Noahs right now. We're the Noahs, and these are our arks that we're in. He has shut us in to spend time with us, to free us, to save us. He has shut us in. We just don't get it. It's not a punishment. It's not nothing. We are shut in on our own ark. The rain has came. It's done killed, and it's still killing, but it hasn't touched us because God shut us in. And for those that are obedient to the shut in, we'll ride this thing out with the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
God shedding them. He shed them in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. And at that point, Noah and his family and the animals sat safely inside the ark that Noah had obediently built. What have you obediently built since you've been in the ark? What have we obediently, what have we seek God for and God has told us to do? Have he told you to write a book? Has he told you to start your own business? Has he told you to start your artwork? Has he told you to become a painter? What have God told you to do while you was in this ark, while you was here in his presence, walking with him? What is God telling us to do that we've done or we're not doing? Amen. Something to think about. He obediently built the ark. What are we obediently building? What are we obediently building that God has told us to build? Our minds, our hearts, our spirits, our compassion for others, lose doubt. Amen. Lose our anger. He's building us. This is our ark, and he has shut us in. Amen. But it was too late for those on the outside because the rain fell on the earth for 40 days and for 40 nights. And the water rose, and those on the outside entered a watery grave that was an entrance to an eternity without God. In a very tragic sense, I hate to say it that way, humanity missed the boat. A lot of people are missing the boat today. We still want to do what we want to do. We still don't want to listen to God. We still don't want to trust God. We don't even want to walk with God. We don't even want to hold his hand. We don't even want to call his name. God started the whole earth over, y'all, with one man, his wife, and three sons and their wives. How magnificent, how mighty, how powerful, how, oh my God, magnificent is he. He started the whole world over. Take some time to think about that. Hallelujah. Just take some time to think about it. Because God is God all by himself. Amen, God. All by himself. He really don't need our help. Amen. He really doesn't need our help. But because we are his soldiers, we are on assignment for him. Amen. He knows who we are, and he knows what he can trust us with, and he knows that he wants to use us. Amen. Sometimes I'm so thankful I have to get to a place where I don't even want to talk. You ever get to that place where you just want to hear silence? And in the midst of the silence, you know that God is saying something to you. Amen. Do you ever get to that place where you know you want to hear from God? And when other people make noise, it upsets you. Amen. And you walk and you have to find that place. You have to find that place, that quiet place. Amen. I want to say to everyone just listening, please forgive me if we have no audio this evening. We're really having technical difficulties with it throughout the last few days, and I'm really trying to work on it. Please bear with me. I don't know why this is happening, but sometimes I guess God just wants us to get the word. I mean, the songs are anointed, and I know God is in everything. I'm just having a problem, and I really ask you forgiveness because I like to give us sometimes a song soothes us, and sometimes the song, like I'm a music person, and I know for me, a lot of times I can listen to music and I get an understanding of what God is saying. not to say that it takes all that, but for me, sometimes I like to have God's just, that's why I love praise and worship. I love people who can sing. Oh, Lord, that's one of the gifts that I wish I had. Amen. But I don't, so I just thank God that he allowed me to do whatever he wants me to do. And that's, I think that's even a better blessing, because my desire might be to sing, but that's not my gift. It's just a desire. And I have to understand the difference between the two. Amen. A desire is just something I want to do, but that's not my gift. Amen. So just wanted to say that and apologize, because I don't know really what happened. And a part of me was really upset, because, you know, I like my people to have a variety. You know what I mean? I really do. So we're going to finish this word. We won't have announcements. Our First Lady has done a phenomenal job. Well, I can attempt to do it. I can't do it like her, but we have, as we know, Monday nights we have Your Fix at 6, and I'm your host, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil. Wednesday mornings we have Our Empower Praise 6 a.m. with the one and only, I keep saying the one and only, Dr. Carolyn McNeil, who's doing an outstanding job. I think she's out right now on assignment at the hospital, praying right now. Amen. Glory to God. And on Friday night, we have our first fire. Oh, Lord, see, that's why that's not my calling. Fresh Fire Friday. We have that. We play inspirational music. Praise and worship, you know, just to sit back on our art and sit back and just relax and listen to God and praise and worship, snap our feet, you know, snap our fingers, pat our feet, dance, praise, shout, laugh, cry, just to keep our spirits up, you know. Amen. Sunday morning, we have Dr. Carolyn McNeil doing Mount Carmel Ministry. I think this week she's planning on doing it live from the church. Amen. I'm not for sure. But if she doesn't do the show here, she will definitely do it live. I will get information before Sunday to everyone that I can. Amen. Glory to God. How else she says she does all this. But we thank you all. We really do. In Africa, Egypt, Russia, wherever you may be, Italy, England, Dover, Delaware, New Jersey, New York, Philly, wherever you may be at. Amen. If you've been supporting, listening, we thank you for your support. We thank you for listening. We thank you for coming on aboard. Amen. Glory to God. We know that God can do all things but fail, and we know that God had a divine purpose for linking up who he links up with us. Amen. Glory to God. So with that being said, I know I didn't do a greater job as her, but I think I got most of all announcements out. Amen. And I thank you, God. Truly, truly, truly thank you. Amen. I'm going to finish out our lesson this evening, probably a little early, and we're going to pray out, because I want to be able to have some things I have to do in the studio to get things right before Sunday, before Wednesday morning show. But I didn't want to give us nothing on this evening. So I pray that you forgive me. Amen. Glory to God. We talked about the man who walked with God. Amen. We talked about us walking with God, and we talked about the walk with God takes work, and it takes obedience, and it takes sacrifice, and it takes to be able to stand still. Amen. We have to be able to still, no matter what the world is doing, no matter what everybody else trying to say is right. We know what God says is right, and those are the things that we are to connect to. Amen. And I'm saying all that to say, just stay faithfully, stay aboard. Amen. Faithfully stay aboard your ark. God has shut the door and shut us in. Faithfully stay aboard. You know what God is telling you to do. You know what God is saying for you not to do. We know when we're right or wrong. We know that God is in charge of everything. Amen. And I'm really, a part of me is really I'm trying to focus. I'm just a little, because I don't understand how certain things happen. But you know what? God is good, though. I'm going to tell you something. Listen, y'all. Our music just popped on. I don't know. Praise God. So if it's okay with y'all, I want to share something real new, something real nice with you guys on this evening. Please just bear with me, but I want to really share this with you guys. And just pat your feet, clap your hands, laugh, joy, in the name of Jesus. Stay aboard. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Corona can't hold us down.
You know, all Corona did was put us in a better place with Jesus. It didn't put us above the ark. And put us in, and that God shed us in so he can spend more time with us and we can spend more time with him. Amen. Glory to God. Those that are disobedient, I'm not trying to be harsh, but a lot of times we do stuff and we're disobedient and we just have to suffer the consequences. I've suffered a lot of consequences in my lifetime up to this point, but I thank God for forgiving me for those things and keeping me away from those things that I used to do. And I thank him, you know, because he delivers for a reason. When the mailman delivers you your mail, whatever it is, it's for a reason. If it's a bill, you had to pay it. If it's a check, you're going to rejoice. Amen. If it's a car note, you're going to pay it. Amen. Everything is for a reason. When God delivers, he delivers for a reason. Amen. Glory to his name. And I just, you know, I'm just so, I mean, I'm captivated in this. And, you know, I really thank the people. I've been to a few churches in my lifetime, but I really like to thank, you know, Mount Carmel International Church, where I think it set me off on that scripture, we are a peculiar people. It reminded me that I didn't have to be like all the other people in church. You know, a lot of times we go to church and we find ourselves being like other people, and we don't find out who God wants us to be. Amen. And I remember, you know, catching myself, you know, talking like others, and, you know, and I couldn't even do it well because I'm not that type of person. Amen. Glory to God. I'm baffling right now, but I'm just thankful. I'm so thankful so much. And one day I'm just going to do a thankful Friday. I don't know. Thankful Thursday. I'm just thankful for so much. We just call in and tell God what we're thankful for. You ain't got to tell me. Tell God. Amen. Glory to God. He's done so much for me. And I sit back and I look at what he allows me to do today, what he put me in position to do on today as a man, you know, as a man, as a servant. You know, trying to stay in place. A man is trying to do what you think God would want you to do when you seek his face and you get that little silence if you ask the questions. When you build that relationship with God, you start knowing, like, when you're talking to God and you ask him something and he don't say nothing. And sometimes it's like common sense, like, what do you think he's supposed to do in that situation? Really? If that's so-and-so, why don't you just do it? You know what I mean? If it's in your heart like that, it's not a bad thing. So I'm overjoyed. It's just so much happening, and it's happening so fast spiritually, and it's happening so fast in my life. And I'm really thankful, and I'm thankful that he allows me to do these assignments. I'm thankful that because it keeps me girded, it keeps me related, and it keeps me holding his hand. And it keeps me walking with him. Amen. In the book of Hebrews, Noah is listed in a book as one of the great Old Testament heroes of the faith. And after reminding us that it is impossible to please God without faith, I think the author of Hebrews, his cites Noah as a great example. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, but moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house. Let's go to that scripture. Let's go to Hebrews 11:7. Amen. I'd like to do it biblical. I don't want it to be nothing that I'm assuming or I'm thinking. Amen. Because if I can't back it up with Bible, then that's not what I'm supposed to be saying or doing. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. The book of Hebrews. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just so overjoyed. I can still hear that beat. That beat right now. The corona can't hurt me. How many of us believe that? That's the question. You know what I mean? Do you believe it, or is it just something that you don't believe? 11:7. 10, 11. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of the things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark, the saving of his house, by the which he commended the world and became heir of the righteous
which is by faith. He condemned the world and became heir of the righteous by faith. Amen. By faith. Faithful. As followers of Christ, we've been called to a life of faith. We have to remember that. We have to remember that. Amen. Because the men and women whose names are recorded in the book of Hebrews, they won God's approval because of their faith. And we're going to get into faith when First Lady is planning on doing a beginner's class for leaders. I don't know if she's going to do it in the studio. I don't know if she's going to do it in church. I don't know if she's going to do it viral. Whatever the situation and circumstances of this world, on, you know, whenever she gets it. But I know she's already has the blueprint, and I know she already had the foundation. It's just a timing situation now because she is really, really busy. It takes a lot to, you know, deal with me. That's a lot right there. So, you know, that's the emotional, and, you know, get herself together with me, and then she does everything else. But I got to make sure that I'm right so she could be right. And I say that to all the husbands. We make sure that we walking right and we upright and we living right. Then the women can do their assignments. You know what I mean? Don't hold your wife back from doing an assignment that God told her to do. Don't tell her that she's doing too much. Don't feel jealous of God. Don't do that. Allow her to do what God say do, because that makes her a better person. Because when she do what God say do, she's doing what the Father say do. And when she does what the Father, that's the obedience. And because she's obedient to Christ, God will honor her. And that's what we want our treasures and our queens to be honored by God. And by that, God knows that he can continue to entrust more on her, because we're not going to get in the way. A lot of times we get in the way of our wives' ministry and telling them, look, you're spending too much time to church, you're spending too much time to hospital. But wait a minute, that's what they are supposed to do. Just like when your time, our time comes, and we have to go and do this and do that and pray for somebody and fellowship and men's ministry and all the things that we should be doing, whatever God assigned us to do, I don't want my wife getting in the way, and I don't think she would, but we can't allow our emotions or our egos or whatever it may be to get in the way of whoever doing God's work, your child, your significant other. We got to encourage them. We have to help them. If they ask for a certain scripture, they ask what you think, we have to encourage them. We have to fellowship one with another with them. You know what I mean? We walking with God. And if you husband and wife, then when you walk with God, y'all walking as one with God anyway. Amen. It's just something to remind us. We don't want to, in this season, get in the way of God's work. Amen. We really don't want to get in God's way. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Noah got out of bed each morning ready to meet the challenge that each day presented because of his faith. Not only did he have faith, but he had faith in God. Amen. He accomplished God's will for his family and for generations to come. Amen. Because when we decide to walk with God, we may experience hardship. I have to say this. We may experience trials and tribulations of many kinds. Amen. Hallelujah. But we cannot totally escape the consequences of living in a fallen, depraved world. And guess what? Noah becomes our example when we feel we are sailing with God into these uncharted waters, as Noah lived in a righteous and blameless life in the midst of the wicked world. So we must be faithful in our walk with God as we encounter daily challenges. We're going to encounter daily temptations. And Peter urges us to be diligent that ye may be found in him in peace without spot or blameless. Amen. Yes, 2 Peter say that. Yes, it does. Amen. 3:14. Amen. In the power of God's Spirit. Noah did it. Power of the same Spirit. So can we. Amen. So can we. Ladies and gentlemen, children, let us walk with God. Let this shed in become our ark. The Bible says he shut Noah in. And if he shut us in, spend time. Find out what God wants us to do when he opened the ark, when the rain has stopped, and we have got to that land where Noah started, Noah and his family started a whole new world, started a whole new Christian world. We can do God's work. We can continue God's work. We can be his disciples, his soldiers, his agents. We can be whatever God wants us to be, but we have to walk with him. We have to trust him. We have to turn from our wicked ways. We have to turn from whatever the world is doing that's not like God and be on a side that we can pray for them, that we can draw them in to God's light. They have to see something. Let them act. They can act the way they want. They can say the things they want. We did it at one time until someone drew us in. Something about somebody else drew us in. It has to be something about us to draw them in. Amen. I want everyone to continually to enjoy this beautiful day that the Lord has made. Make your bowl of fruit salad. Make your smoothie, a fish sandwich, whatever it is. Get the kids together. Watch Walt Disney. Watch some night. Just spend good, joyous time. Just don't forget God. In the midst of doing whatever we do, let's not forget God. Amen. Let's treasure our relationship with God. Let's treasure it like he treasured us and gave us his son so we can live and not die. Amen. This has been your Fix It Six, and I've been your host, Pastor Keeping It Real Mill. And I would like to pray us out. Amen. But before we go, please don't go after we pray. I want to play a song for us. Amen. Glory to God. Father God, your light shines within this studio. Your light shines within my heart. Father God, I thank you for keeping us on this day. I thank you for keeping my household, my community, my family and friends safe, God. I thank you for keeping us aboard the ark, God. I thank you for shutting us in, God, the way that you wanted us in, God. Now, Father, I ask you to walk with us, God, and show us how to walk with you, God. Father, I show you to activate our faith like never before, God. I know when we activate our faith, tests comes and trials comes, God, but we are in a place now where we should be able to just, whatever happens, we just want to fall on you. We want to trust and believe that you got us, even though we don't see what's down the pike. We don't see what's down the line. We don't see what's in our valleys. We don't see what's in our wilderness, and we don't see what's on our mountain. We don't see what's behind our mountain, but we know that you are the king of the mountain. We know that you are the builder of the mountain. We know you are the creator of the wilderness. We know you are the creator of the valley. So if you created it, you can do anything in it you want. So I know you will keep us, God, and we thank you, and we adore you, and we love you, and we praise you, and we glorify you with magnificent joy and peace and understanding. Oh, God, you are so marvelous, and we glorify you. We praise you on this day, God. Bless the elderly on today, God. Keep them in your perfect peace, God. Put them in your bosom and just hold on to them, God. Bless the children on today, God. Fill their mind with wisdom and ideas and understanding of you, God. So when they come out of this side, when they come out of the yard, God, will be so much building and so much wisdom and understanding in the world that you, a new world that you will be creating after we come out this ark. Give us new vision. Give us new ideas. Give us new power. Give us new goals. Give us new desires, God. Anoint us to do your work to build your kingdom, God. Give us new songs. Teach us to play your music. Teach us to sing your praises, God. Show us the way, God, and we'll hold your hand and follow. We say these things in Jesus' name. We love you. We praise you. And, Lord, there's none like you. And I thank you so much for what you've already done. Hallelujah. And glory to his magnificent name. Hallelujah and amen.
Ooh. So the song says, mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. God, we believe. 'Cause yes, we can see it. Wonders are still what you do. I love this when y'all says, and bodies are still being raised.
Yes.
Giants are still being slain. God, we believe. Yes, we can see that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We need a move.